Every Wednesday on Shine FM, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist at Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We've got a great new topic for the month of February, 10 ways to make your time matter. Yeah, we could all. Our time is so valuable, so this is going to be good.
Yes, and this is based on the work of Oliver Berkman, who wrote the book 4,000 Weeks, Time Management for Mortals. And he really starts off with saying, if you're blessed, you get to live 80 years or approximately 4,000 weeks on Earth.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, or not very many.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That too.
But the truth is that most of us ignore this, and that yet we still have this ongoing battle within us about how to spend our limited time on Earth well. So Oliver Berkman says that he is a recovering productivity geek, and he was constantly looking for ideas to have the perfect time management system. And then he realized that really where the freedom lies is accepting our struggles to achieve a sense of perfect control or mastery of our time, and instead move into one where we are looking for creating meaning in our moments that do not lead us into a place of overwhelm and stress. So we're going to cover 10 suggestions Berkman has in his book that can make us use our time in a way that matters. So here's number one. Adopt a fixed volume approach to productivity. We all need to make tough choices about what we can realistically get done so that we can prioritize the activities that matter most instead of reacting to the constant barrage of demands that come our way. So one way to do this is to keep two to-do lists. One for everything on your plate, and one that has 10 or fewer things that you are currently working on. So you fill up the 10 slots on the second list with items from the first, then set to work. The rule is not to move any further items from the first list onto the second until you've freed up a slot by finishing one of the 10 items.
Okay. When you first mentioned that, I still thought, oh, I don't even want to have a list with 10 items on it. But
you
did think
make one with five.
I guess there's that. So, but the really cool thing is they're breaking it down so it's not as overwhelming and you can accomplish little bit of things.
Yes, because one of the things that it's called decision paralysis. Once we have too many things in front of us, we often feel quite frozen and don't do anything because of the feelings of overwhelm or anxiety.
That's why when I'm at Tim Hortons, somebody in front of me, it's taking too long for them to order because there's too many options.
Exactly.
There you go. Just grab a donut and a coffee and go. Anyway, no, this is going to be a great topic for the month of February. Thank you, Kimberly. For those that don't know, Eckert Center, let's talk a little bit about that. What's new? What's going on?
So we are a psychology clinic that also provides supplementary education services for children who have various learning challenges. And I'm so excited to announce that we have partnered with Revive Wellness, which is a registered dietitian clinic. And so that is added to our services. And drum roll, Mike. We have a male counselor on our team.
Hey, nice.
Yes, this is so exciting. His name is Lane Dewar. He is an amazing young man, and his focus is on men's health and wellness, and he works with teens and adults.
Okay, I like that. Well, I know you and the team there have been helping out everybody for a long time, but sometimes, yes, we men are a little different, and maybe you need a different angle to things.
I agree. So that is available, and I encourage you to go to eckertcenter.com if you would like to book a session with Lane.
Okay, sounds good. eckertcenter.com, and of course, we'll chat with Kimberly again next week. But before we get to that, we've got to give away our free consultation of the week. Who's that going to?
Let's go. go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3 right now at 403-276-8888. We're going to have your time more effective next week. Well, it was effective this week too, but it'll be more effective with more on the list with Kimberly next week. Have a great day today.
You too, Mike.